Is it you, Kevin?
I'm here. Here I am.
Oh, it's fantastic to hear you live.
Yeah, I was just thinking, Marion was talking about all the things on 3CR she likes. I think there's only one thing about 3CR that I don't like.
All right. You provocateur.
It's Radiothon. I loathe it with a passion. I couldn't believe Anila started the program saying how excited she was. I thought, I don't get excited, I just go into a shell.
Yeah. Someone has to be, Kevin.
Yeah, we've got to be positive. And Raya's put $20 in, that's great too.
But seriously, I mean, I am being serious now. I think socialism today is out the door. Elon Musk is right. It's all about money, 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 and that's it. So we just have to get money, 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 keep going. But
Elon Musk. I mean, there's a whole range of people that really have outlived their usefulness, really.
He's the first trillionaire. It's wonderful to know. Congratulations. He wants to actually, I think mainly because he wants to go out and find other planets to stuff up, having stuffed up this planet so badly. They want to go out into space and stuff up a few more.
I think that's a really good reminder, Kevin, of why donating is so important, because that's what 3CR is up against, people who have literally unlimited resources. Today, we're asking for pennies, comparatively. So get on board, get involved in Radiothon so that we can push back against someone like Elon Musk.
And send us a message, because even Raya sent us that Solidarity Breakfast to Raya is good, serious journalism every Saturday morning. And yay. Kevin, you're a part of that because you play an integral role. We've had people call us angry that we've maybe delayed.
I would have thought it would be the opposite, angry that it comes on.
No, I think there was one week where the week that wasn't played, and there were lots of very, very upset and concerned citizens.
Yeah. Poor dears, that's right. Yeah, but look, I've been around, because I was actually the Fitzroy Council spokesperson on the freeway campaign when 3CR opened 50 years ago. I've virtually been around since it opened. And then got involved with the Saturday morning program with Bill, this time slot, Par Avion, which was Bill Hartley's program at this time.
That was when we were seriously terrorism radio.
Well, that's right. And then I was, then the week that was started up 43 years ago, and the same running joke now, it goes on 43 years later.
It's a bit disturbing, isn't it?
It is. It shows your age. But also, in the early days, the radiothons were incredibly important, because without them, and it's still the same, but slightly better now. But without the radiothon, even though I say I loathe it, it's a necessary evil, because without it, 3CR couldn't go on. And I think we all know the reasons why we are so different to other stations. So, although I think we should start having programs like Married at First Sight, and that's the thing on air.
Dating show. That's a good idea.
Shows that really test the intelligence of the listener. I saw a promo watching the footy the other night, and there's a promo for one of those sort of programs, and a woman said, "I've struggled all my life with people being jealous of me," and I thought,
"Oh my God!"
I thought, "What a modest little person that is." Now, that's the sort of program we should get on 3CR, surely. Yes.
That's a mental health issue, isn't it?
We thought so.
I think leave that one up to the professionals, Annie.
Anyone watching those programs would end up with a mental health issue.
Kevin, I also wanted to say, the other thing that I see you contributing a lot to is going along to protests and emceeing protests and things like that. And I was wondering what you think of the relationship between 3CR programs like Solidarity Breakfast and the grassroots movements happening in Melbourne and the protest movements happening in Melbourne. How do those two things fit together?
Oh, it's truly important. I mean, it's all these programs, but the fact that 3CR goes out, and Annie does a lot of this work, of course, and Karina go out and record these protests and record the rallies, and we get them to air. I mean, if I miss a rally, which I don't often miss, but nonetheless, if I miss a rally, I often hear the speeches then afterwards on 3CR, and they're so wonderful. And, that's just a critical role to play, and it also keeps people up to date. Now, interesting, there were banners around Melbourne promoting the Moonee Ponds protest last night. And yet, you turn on the news and discover it was South Melbourne, whoever the bloody thing was. But What I found fascinating about that was that all the people, Pauline claimed it was because the other place was overflowing, they needed to go to a bigger venue, but all those people who were overflowing knew where to go, as did the coppers, as did the media. But then, given she's running a campaign against lying, she wouldn't be lying, would she?
Cause yeah.
She also said she knew nothing about the protest whatever at all.
Yeah, well, there we go. Pants on fire.
That's right. And, of course, it's as one of you said earlier on the program, you know, the Herald Sun and the media are giving her sort of almost equal status and talking about her in serious terms, whereas we need to talk about her as the danger she really is to our society.
Well, as they say, you know, if you look at her record, you don't have to not like her. If you look at her actual record in Parliament, she has voted seriously against the interests of working class people in Australia on a consistent basis.
Absolutely, and they're the people she's claiming to now represent. So if she represents them, and the working people are going to go right down the gurgler with who she is saying it.
Be careful what you wish for.
That's right, very much so. Yeah. Now, the only other one I want to mention this week, I thought there was a lovely line. It was one of the religion programs on the ABC, and they were debating at length how come at Donald Trump rallies, and I wasn't aware of this, but they always play apparently an evangelical hymn called How Great Is Our God. But what they didn't talk about, the only thing they missed was, well, I would have thought the reason they play it is he probably thinks he is.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit like, that's just a circular thing. It's gone back to the woman who was lived her life fending off the jealousy of other people.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So I think they missed the point. But 3CR doesn't miss the point. We do give out, and on a serious note, I mean, so many things that, and we also give what you might call minority groups a big say on 3CR as well. That's the important thing. And, you know, we have Indigenous programs. We have programs for gay and lesbian people. We have all sorts of programs that you don't get anywhere else. It's simple as that.
And gives people the opportunity to see things from different points of view, which is really important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thanks very much for getting up live
okay. That's right.
This morning. Are you going to donate to us?
No, I'm donating to City Limits.
Okay, mate. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye now.